B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
You continue to dominate the news around the National Football League. You've had a couple of weeks now to decompress. Are you coming to grips with the realistic possibility that perhaps, you might play for another team, and are you willing to do that?
Well, like you said, it's only been a couple weeks, and you know, I've had a lot of time with my family the last couple weeks and just decompressing from the season and spending time with them. So I've said earlier, I'm open-minded about the process, and you know, at the same time, I love playing football, and I want to continue to play and do a great job. So I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms. And in the meantime, I'm going to watch these two games today as a fan and enjoy from my couch.
Couch potato Tom Brady. Won't be a potato, probably avocado.
That's right. Either one. Something healthy, baby.
Jim Gray with a good chuckle over that one, Murray.
Couch potato Tom. Stress eating and binge watching TV with your hand down your pants, Tom? Play a little pocket pool, Tom? On the couch like a couch potato?
Reentry Monday, hour number four, is presented by East Boston Savings Bank. We'll get back into the Brady stuff. So that was the breathless, creepy Jim Gray. With Tom Brady on Westwood One over the weekend, Tom Brady saying he's open-minded about the process about playing elsewhere. This is a night after he's in Las Vegas chatting up Raiders owner Mark Davis prior to the Conor McGregor fight. And there's some meaning there. Vegas is one of the rumored places for Tom Brady. In fact, a friend of a friend of Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart believes what he's hearing. Vegas may have already reached out to Brady. Whether this is a fully legal reach out or not, we can't confirm or deny.
Reach out or reach around.
Okay, whatever.
There are ways to do this thing.
There's ways to do it. There's ways to back channeling that may not technically be tampering or maybe technically tampering. But either way, Jimmy Stewart believes, talking to friends of friends, people who should know, might know, that the Vegas Raiders, Chargers, Saints, Indy, Washington have all called on Brady. No Minnesota and no mention of Miami. Brady is not interested in Indy or Washington. Vegas might be a potential landing spot for Tom Brady. So the fact that he, in a very high-profile venue and setting, talks up that team's owner, good for him, playing the game. So good to see Brady at least engaging that end of it.
How do you think the crafts would react to that sort of thing? The photo, I mean. Like, do you think they're looking at it and saying, Tom's yanking us around?
Well, they'd call the league office immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this were the NBA, someone would get hit with tampering charges and a fine or something. The NFL, it's not quite as fever pitched, but maybe it will be. I don't know. Maybe the crafts will look at it and call Mark Davis and say, dude, what are you doing? That's our guy. And who knows? I mean, but it does have a slight whiff of it.
I mean, Brady had to know what it would look like. There's no way that he can plead like, oh, geez, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and proof that they probably would is look how they handled the Easterby and Nick Caserio situations with the Houston Texans.
They did file tampering charges. That's right.
And that was Caserio.
Well, that was a little different. He comes up here, the chaplain, and starts recruiting Caserio from Kraft's backyard during the team party. That's next level tampering right there.
Don't you think they'd be a little more protective of Brady, though?
Yes. Okay. So anyway, I mean, who knows? I mean, but at least Brady knows the optics of that and how that's going to look. And good for you. Play the game. Okay. Start ramping up the pressure. Jason LaConfora, CBS Sports, reports the next day that for the first time in his career, Brady is prepared to discuss a future with teams beyond the Patriots, sources said. And for the first time, he took over as starter nearly two decades ago. The Patriots are unsure who will be under center in 2020. LaConfora says it would be extremely surprising if Brady were to agree to any new pact with the Patriots prior to the start of free agency in March, I'm told. And while this process could still result in a return to New England, it is far from certain at this point. Brady intends to take a methodical approach to his first foray into free agency, as at age 42, this will be the final contract of his playing career, writes LaConfora. Then he had something that I thought that was really interesting. He says, Brady is also eager to take on the role of mentor to a young quarterback, no matter where he plays, hoping to leave any organization in good shape when he retires. Part of his legacy, he believes, could be tied to seeing future generations embrace the TB12 training and lifestyle regimen that Brady strongly believes has helped him play so long at such a high level. So this is smart on one level in that there's a lot of teams you think might make sense on one level, but they've got a young quarterback there. And so it's not a fit. But if Brady says, I'm willing to work with the kid and mentor the kid, then that's someplace I would consider going. And not just that, I would introduce him to TB12 and get him on the right path, get him on the program. And so you would normally say the Giants and Daniel Jones, well, that makes no sense. Well, what if Brady's willing to mentor? And the Jets and Sam Darnold, well, what if Brady's willing to mentor? Or Chase Daniel in Denver. Is that his name?
Nope. You're thinking of Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. I knew I was going to do that. Drew Lock in Denver. What if Brady's willing to mentor? Or
how about Carolina?
Carolina, that kid. How about Chicago? And you know, so I'm not telling you that these are all, but it opens the door to those teams with a young quarterback who they don't want to get rid of. But so Brady's saying to those teams, "I'll come help your guy. I'll come teach your guy." And that's a very smart play by Brady to open up the field a little bit.
No question. Yeah, look, you're not just paying me for my arm and the winning. You're paying me for my brain and and my knowledge, and I'm happy to hand that on to the next guy. Like, again, would you hire Brady independently as a consultant or a quarterback coach?
Of course.
In a second.
Of course.
Right? And you'd pay him handsomely for it. So that's sort of him saying, there's a good investment. The only part of that I don't like, what are you going to mention TB12 for?
Okay, because Brady gets something out of it, too.
And okay, that but again, is, if you're trying to sell it to a team and you're the agent talking off the record to Black and Four or whoever else or someone in the agent circle, why not just say he's willing to mentor?
Because I think this is the Brady camp's thinking.
And how does that make that potential team's trainer and trainers feel like, ugh.
So you're right. It may not help their cause with their new team, but I think it's an accurate reflection of how the Brady camp might be thinking of it.
I agree on that.
Which is, we need to open up your suitors because there's a lot of these teams have a young quarterback already, Tom. So we're going to pitch it like this. You'll come and help that kid. You'll groom that kid. On our end, we'll get him on TB12. We'll make him the young face of TB12. You get something out of it. They get something out of it. We've got more suitors for you in free agency, and it sort of works all around. And that's, and maybe the Brady camp realizes Brady's reputation of how he handled Garoppolo is hurting him. In other words, let's just say, for example, if this were ever going to happen, I don't think it is, but if the Jets or the Giants were saying, well, yeah, Brady, we'd like him, but we don't want to sign him just to have him come in here and dump on the young kid like he did on Garoppolo for 4 years. That's not the idea. We still want Daniel Jones to be our franchise guy and Sam Darnold to be our franchise guy. We don't want Brady to come here and ruin the kid because he's competing against him so hard. And so Brady's answer is, no, I'm going to dump on the kid. I'm going to teach him everything I know. And to tell you how personally invested I am, he's going to be a brand
ambassador.
A brand ambassador, an influencer in the parlance of you young kids. He's going to be an influencer on TB12. And so Brady's really invested in the kid to have success on the TB12 method. But, it all sort of makes sense to me. It all fits.
Oh, of course. Look, it's a great way to pitch it. I'm just saying that, to me, if you're selling it to another team, you sell it as all of that and don't mention TB12. You tell Tom that it gives him a chance to market TB12.
Right.
But I understand your point that it reveals how they're thinking. And this relates to what is really Brady's priority in this next move. Is the priority to go somewhere and win football games and that's it? Or is it for something bigger?
Okay, finally, last report, and take this one with a giant grain of salt because it's a grocery store tabloid. Life and Style magazine. This is the same magazine that just a year ago had a cover story saying Giselle and Tom never happy or something like this. And there have been previous tabloid magazine reports of Brady and Giselle on the rocks that have not obviously proven accurate. So I just add this to add it. And this magazine, Life and Style magazine, headline for this week's edition, apparently, Giselle dumps Tom, $600 million divorce nightmare. Subhead, fights, lies, and separate bedrooms. Nothing he did was ever good enough, in quotes. To which my stock line on this is, that sounds like marriage to me. That doesn't sound like divorce. That sounds like marriage. Fights, lies, and separate bedrooms. Nothing he did was ever good enough, in quotes. Why she hated their Massachusetts mansion.
Because it's in Massachusetts.
Exactly. It's nothing to do with the mansion.
Right. It could just be why she hates their Massachusetts.
Why she hates Boston.
Right.
8 months of cloud and gross people everywhere. I hate it here.
Like, that's why.
That's your answer. Why. Can't say blame her.
People think that high-class eating is Kelly's clams and roast beef on the beach. That is not the beach. He tries to take me to a beach. He took me to Nahant. That is not where I want to go.
So, a giant grain of salt. I would just say, if there's a new family arrangement, I'll put it to like that. If there's a new family arrangement and they're not a, you know, full-time 24/7 unit, that changes the dynamics for me with Brady. I think it opens up a lot of locations. In other words, if they were going to go on like they've done here in Boston, family unit in Brookline, kids in school here, she's here at least some of the time, he's here a lot of the time, there's no way I could see them going to Tennessee. No way is Giselle going to move the kids to Tennessee or Chicago or Indy or like cross those teams off the list. There's no way. But if Brady's going to be helicoptering in because they're going to lead something separate lives, then I think that opens up all those places.
Sure it does.
I can see Brady in Nashville by himself 100%. Traveling back and forth to see the family and just like that makes perfect sense. The whole clan there? No. Same with Chicago. I don't see Brady in Indy either way, but I'm just saying, I think if it is Splitsville, I think that that opens it up for him.
Yeah, divorced dad can go anywhere. You know, if he sees the kids a couple of times a month.
He's flying in anyway.
Yeah.
Or he's coming in anyway. Like, it's sort of, I think that would increase the chances he would go somewhere else.
Oh, I wouldn't, I don't have any qualms with that.
But again, I don't want to go too far with that because that's just something called Life and Style magazine, and it was just months ago they told us they've never been better.
Yeah, I want to read the story, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going to look into it.
I'll tell you that. I want to read the story. I mean, you know, more than
50%. Scour the stores tonight to try to find this.
More than 50% of couples get busted up anyway, right?
We're sure it's real, right? I mean, we're not reading a fake magazine.
It's on the internet. I'm going with real. If it's on the internet, it's real to me.
Okay, so.
Well, I don't know.
There's your Brady reset. We'll get right to your phones after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If he's sitting back and assessing all of his options, does Vegas make sense to you?
Hell no. It's L.A. It's the Chargers. It's a young team, super talent. We talked about Tom Brady not having enough guys around him. And don't you for 1 second think Giselle don't want to be on the West Coast. She's been up there in New England, cold as hell. All right, she's a model. All her friends live in California. We all know that. Her and Tom Brady look like the state of California. If you had to take two people and said this is the example of how California looks, it'll be Giselle and Tom Brady. That's where they need to go, to L.A. so they can relax and enjoy. And look, Tom Brady wants to go have fun. Everybody talks about these Super Bowls. Yes, great. It's fun. He's been in New England. He's been the guy. It ain't fun in New England. Talk to any New England player. They ain't having fun. Winning.
It's the Patriot way.
It's the Patriot way. He want to go to L.A. to the beach. That's where Giselle want to be. Take her there, Tom. Take Giselle to the damn beach.
Marcus Spears on the Get Up Show there on ESPN. I don't know if he's read the latest edition of Life and Style magazine, but anyway, it's his take on that. Also on that panel is Pat McAfee, who said Brady and Mark Davis chatted for 20 minutes in Vegas. 20 minutes. Dana White, furthermore, the president there of UFC, who I guess is tight with Brady, said after the fight as well that he thinks Brady to Vegas has real legs and is a real possibility. So that's all percolating there, pal.
How do you think that Brady-Mark Davis conversation went down? You talk about hairdressers or what?
I'm not exactly...
You ever try the cold noodles at P.F. Chang's?
Let's say.
No.
Not exactly a Mensa meeting there. 617-779-0985.
Mark Davis.
779-0985. Couple up with lines if you want to grab them. We've got... who do we have? Mike in the truck. Hi, Michael.
This is for Murray. I'm going to do my best to pretend that I'm not directly quoting you here, Tom, but would you say that you're a little bit annoyed that Jimmy Garoppolo led your childhood team to the Super Bowl while you were sitting on your couch in your Macy's pajamas?
That would have been a good question.
Pissed off that Bill Belichick didn't put enough pieces around you this season. Your thoughts, Tom? No.
Now that would have been a good question by Jim Gray. That was a pretty good
Wouldn't have answered it, but let me ask. Do you think Brady's agitated that Garoppolo's in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his people are pissed off. Yes. Like, just judging by the Murrays and Gaspers and these people of the world, they're out of their minds. How do you think the actual genuine article is?
Oh, I think he's tweaked. I mean, again, like,
and
you
with
know,
that team that he grew up rooting for as a kid.
Look, he's a hyper competitive guy. He'd be, you know, was, I'm sure he, from everything everybody's told us, he keeps an eye on Garoppolo's contract. So the fact that Garoppolo's now in the Super Bowl, yeah, he's tweaked. I mean, Brady wouldn't be who he is if he wasn't tweaked. Is he, like, losing his mind over it? No. He's got six of them, for crying out loud.
But that's why he went to UFC over the weekend, got hammered, and watched violence, because he needed it.
But you're telling
me... to see two people beat the bag out of each other. He's just, son of a bitch.
But you're telling me, if you're asking me deep down, does it, you know, just irritate him a little bit?
A little annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I think it would with anybody who's competitive, yeah.
It's an interesting sidebar. Bill's guy, who he... sort of, I say handpicked. He handpicked his destination, got him to a good coach, good team, major contract, and now the kid's in the Super Bowl. That's got to piss Brady off just a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Just a little.
I mean, like Murray said, he wanted to see violence. He probably even bought himself some French fries.
I'm going to do some,
like
a little therapy.
I'm going to do some self-damage. Yes.
What's that aioli dipping sauce? Give me that.
Oh, God. He probably had some fried dough with powdered sugar, for crying out loud. Seriously.
Bill in Framingham had a carb. A
therapy.
Bill in Framingham. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think Mark Davis might be the only owner stupid enough to just cave in and give Brady 3 years and $120 million for all his marketing and stuff.
You think that's
and
stupid?
Brady will jump right. Well, for Mark Davis, it is. I mean, that's a lot of money. But I think he doesn't think things through, and I think he would he'd be the one owner.
Okay, so look, 120 is, he's going to make $40 million a year.
So I'm just going to ask him, why is that stupid?
So, but 3 and 120, you're paying a guy 40 who's
43 years old.
Okay, so just call,
okay, so say 30, but 3 and 100. Why is that stupid for Vegas?
It's not stupid.
It's not.
It's not. Giving Brady that kind of contract is not stupid.
He can still play.
Yeah, and not only that, you're moving to a new market. There's the whole business ramification of it. So, like, I don't think that's stupid at all. I think that's a good investment.
Brian in Springfield has a thought on the slate here. Go ahead, Brian.
How you doing, guys? One quick thing. I heard you guys talking about, and you guys think that the Patriots couldn't win against any of the teams playing in the championship games this week, correct?
They
just didn't have enough firepower?
Oh, I don't believe that. I believe you got them at home with a week's rest that you would have a chance.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering, because, you know, everybody's talking about how old the Patriots are and how they have no talent on the outside. They have no receivers. Their offensive line blows. But then you look at San Francisco. Do you want to be like them for the past 5 years, starting from 2014? They went 25-55. Do you want to be that team and just accumulate draft picks and draft them in the top five every pick?
No.
I mean, we're drafting from 29 to 32 basically every year.
So what's that point? They could still be drafting better. I mean, they've had success there in the past. It's a little harder. Nick Bosa's not there. Joey Bosa's not there at the end of the first round. He's there at the top of the first round. But be that as it may, I'm not sure what he's trying to say. I mean, I definitely don't want them tanking, but I don't think they need to tank. You can, the NFL, you don't need to tank to draft well.
They're not
a team.
They're not going to tank. Why did he pick San Francisco? Just because Garoppolo's there? Is that the idea? Why didn't he pick Kansas City? Like, I don't know. Would you want to be what Kansas City was for the last 5 years? Kansas City was good before they got Mahomes. They weren't great, but they were good.
They were good. They were drafting 27th in the first round. They identified a quarterback, and they went and got him. They traded from 27 to 10.
I mean, the last 5 years, 11-5, 12-4, 10-6, 12-4, 12-4, now they're in the Super Bowl. They've won four divisions in a row. What's wrong with being Kansas City?
What was wrong with being you? You didn't tank to build this whole thing. You had one down year. In 1999, Pete Carroll's last year, you went 8-8. Then Bill took over. It was 5-11. You've backed into Brady. You made the right hire on Belichick. He signed a bunch of his guys, coached them up, and off you went. You didn't have to do what San Francisco did. So I don't know. I actually don't get the point at all.
I don't know what he's getting at either. Now, look, I do think the Patriots are on the older side. They're going to have to, you know, infuse that roster. There's no two ways about it.
Mike is calling us from the 99. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, so before my Rodgers take, I just want to say, Mike and Woburn, if you want to learn a real take, come over to the 99 and stall them. I'll teach you what to do. But when I'm looking at Rodgers, the amount of times I've had it shoved down my throat that this guy is the greatest quarterback in human history, and then I contrast that against all the times he's crapped his pants in the playoffs and not actually gotten to the Super Bowl, I just don't see it. And the amount of whining that I hear about, you know, people saying, it's his defense. He lost because of his defense. No quarterback has ever won without a defense. So, you know, like if this guy's supposed to be that ultra high-end QB, the best of all time, blah, 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 how about you actually show up and win a little bit?
Mike, who's the let me ask you, because I agree, he's overrated. Who's the second-best quarterback of the Tom Brady era?
Peyton Manning, and then there's a gigantic chasm, and then it's, you know, the Rodgers and Breeze, and, you know, you could probably put Russell Wilson in there, too.
Okay, I think Russell Wilson's going to be ahead of all those guys when it's all said and done.
Yeah, he's threatening Manning for number two, for crying out loud. You know, Wilson, you could argue Wilson is two if you want. I don't think he'd win, but Manning is the guy. But, you know, look, the Rodgers thing, it really is, this was a major hit. I mean, the absence of a second title for him, even a trip back.
It'd be one thing if they lost 37-34, and he had some of these games. Like, he's lost playoff games where he showed up, he played, and the defense gave up 45, 37. You know, they've had losses like that. And if he lost like that this time, then I think he'd get that, you know, he'd get that deference, and maybe it'd be deserved. But when you get shut out in the first half, you miss open receivers, you fumble a snap, you throw an interception, but there's no... No, sorry, dude. You were a big part of that loss, major reason why you lost that game.
I mean, he gave him 10 points at the end of the half. Those were just, and the pick was just brutal. That was brutal play. So, you know, it goes 17-zip to 27-zip when it could have been 17-10 or 17-14, right? If they score on those two drives, one at the end of the quarter, one to start the second half. I mean, just massive, massive mistakes.
Okay, we come back, take more of your phone calls, tell you also who will be sexting each other over the next 2 weeks. But first, a word from the sponsor of Reentry Monday, East Boston Savings Bank.
Yep, Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. So if you're looking to finance a home mortgage or maybe commercial real estate property, or maybe you're just looking for a free checking account, visit EBSB.com, East Boston Savings Bank, getting it done since 1848. Here's Murray with the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mavs.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
We completed the trade papers with San Francisco, and so I'll just make a couple comments on this situation. First of all, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jimmy. I couldn't ask for him to give us any more than he's given us. 49ers are getting a good player. They're getting a good person, and they're getting a great teammate, and they're getting a good quarterback. Jimmy's getting a good coach.
A few words. Bill went on for 3.5 minutes. We played some of it earlier. 3.5 minutes. A soliloquy. A eulogy. Bill, you could just feel. I mean... Who does he talk about like that? Every now and then he'll release a statement where he says something nice in one sentence. But, you know.
That's like a breakup is what that is. Like
my God. Poor Bill. You can just feel the emotion in that. And also the whole piece about Jimmy's getting a good coach. Like, what do you care?
I mean, that one part of the thing to me tells you all you need to know. Like, all of a sudden he cares who's coaching the next guy.
But I'll tell you, Bill nailed it. He didn't just nail it with the quarterback. I mean, I think Bill's been proven right. That meaning Garoppolo was a good pick. He's a good player. He would have been a worthy successor. In my opinion, that's been settled, whether Garoppolo wins this game or not. I think that's been established. He's, what is the starter, Maz?
23-5, I think it is now.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of games where he is just a sidecar, Murray. It's true. But he's, there's
like
been a,
yesterday.
Yeah, like yesterday. But there's been a lot of other games where he's been asked to do more. And usually he does what he's asked to do. And when he's asked to pass, he usually passes. When he needs to pick up a big third down, he usually picks up the big third down. I mean, you don't win at that clip unless you're coming through when you're needed to come through. So more often than not, he's coming through. And I think it's over. I mean, I think to me, the argument should be over. In other words, you could have won with Jimmy Garoppolo, and that would have been a worthy successor. So Bill was right on that front. But he's also right that, boy, did he read the tea leaves right with Cleveland and San Francisco. Cleveland was a team that was offering the Patriots a first-round pick, and Bill should have sent them there. He should have. And so that was negligent. That screwed you over, because that would have ended up being Houston's pick, which would have been the fourth overall pick. Hmm. So Bill blew that, but his motivation there was to put Garoppolo in the right spot. And he could tell even 2.5 years ago, Cleveland ain't going to figure this out ever. And Kyle Shanahan has a clue. And so he's going to send Jimmy to a place that had a chance to succeed. And boy, did Bill nail that one too.
Oh, he did. He got it across the board. Again, the more you think about it, though, boy, he put the career of Jimmy Garoppolo ahead of what was best for the New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
He really did. And the more you look at it, the more you know. He's so low on Garoppolo to do the kid a favor. And himself.
Yes, and himself.
And not necessarily in that order.
For that commentary I just gave. He wants history to show that he picked the right guy, had the next guy. And when Garoppolo has success, he's, you know.
Yeah, Bill shines.
He feels he's validated. And so he's got a skin in this game. Which is why the sexting between Belichick and Garoppolo should continue this week. That great story last year. Where did that come out again? I can't remember.
I think it was an SI article, if I recall correctly.
Was it a Peter King thing? I can't remember exactly what it was, but it came out that Bill would text Garoppolo after every game.
That's already started, like immediately after that was over.
And I'm curious if that's still going on this year, but never mind that. All these players and coaches call each other and sort of rely on each other for information about other teams and whatnot. You know that the phone lines are open between Nantucket, Massachusetts, or wherever Bill is, and Santa Clara, California, and Jimmy Garoppolo. They are chatting this week.
Yeah,
you
Bill
better
has,
believe that.
Bill's got stake in this game, and plus he loves this kid. I mean, I listened earlier to that 3-minute message, and it's like it's a parent putting his kid in foster care.
It's true.
I no longer care for my QB son. I give him to
a it's like phone
family.
Sex.
Yeah. Jimmy, you want to just pick it up and keep playing it? Because I love hearing it every time.
Jimmy's getting a good coach. His career is moving forward. He's a talented individual and was a great person to coach. I met with him weekly and, again, have a tremendous amount of respect for him. But as his career moves forward, we have to look to our team both this year and beyond. And that's a consideration we have to take. We probably had, in my opinion, the best quarterback situation in the league for the last, call it 2.5 years. It's just not sustainable given the way that things are set up.
With the owner.
It's definitely not something that we wanted to walk away from.
But I was forced to.
I felt like we rode it out as long as we could.
Until Robert stepped in.
We, over a period of time, explored every option possible to try to sustain it. But
Robert stepped in. I was forced to trade it.
At this point, felt like we had to make a decision. It's a very complex situation on multiple levels.
It's unbelievable.
And
oh, God.
This is really the last window that we had, and we did what we felt was best for the team.
So that's enough. Like he goes, I don't know how long that is. He goes,
many things involved in this whole process.
3.5 minutes of this.
Right. Like, again, you asked Bill what color the sky is.
Well, you know, what time of year?
Like, seriously.
And again, on a number of levels, way too many to get into.
What's going on?
Depends on the
time.
Weather. Seriously.
I said, really, this was like his Jets press conference.
Since when does he volunteer information like that or sentiment like that? Again, going on and on about Jimmy's got a good coach, and boy, when you look at it, we really had a good quarterback situation.
I'm definitely not going to get into any conversations that took place regarding the trade or with the player.
Between me and the ownership, who forced me to trade him.
But this is a decision involving Jimmy lost. In some form of decision that's been looming for the last couple of years.
What did Linda think of him? I wonder what did he go into? Did he tell us what Linda thought of him? Did we find that out too? I don't remember.
Even just saying we had the best quarterback situation in the league for the last 2.5 years. When does he ever say something like that? Even when he's asked about Brady, the only thing he'll allow, his stock answer is, there's no one I'd rather coach.
Correct.
You won't hear him say Brady's the best ever. He won't say that. Brady's the best in the league. Brady's the best ever. The most Bill will ever say is, there's no one I'd rather coach. That's how he phrases it, and that's his stock answer. But when Jimmy Garoppolo's involved in the conversation, best quarterback situation in the league, bitches. We had the best quarterback situation in the league. Garoppolo brings him to say it, but Brady won't bring him to say it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, because, again, he wants everyone to know that he had found the successor and that he was forced to part with him. He wants everybody to know that. As you say it, though, like, and he does. He says over and over, right, that no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
Yes.
Do you think he thinks Montana was better?
That is an answer. That's a question you asked me how could I possibly? We didn't go over that on the boat that day. So I have no idea.
I'm just wondering.
It's summer goals.
Why not just say to me,
Mike, would you happen to have an opinion on the matter?
I'm just asking.
Well, what do you think, Jimmy?
I think Montana is the second best quarterback of all time.
No. How does Bill feel?
I wonder.
The question was, Felger, how do you think Bill feels Brady versus Montana?
He'd rather have Tom Brady.
I don't know. He lusts for that 80s football.
The way he says it.
If you said Brady or Phil Sims, now we have a heel. He'll take 100%. Sims. He'll take Phil Sims 100% of the time.
I don't know. The way he
Montana,
says it.
I don't know. They beat Montana a couple times, and he probably drew up game plans that exposed Montana. And so he probably says he wasn't that good. I mean, I have no idea. That's a hard one for me to have an opinion about, Stu.
I'm just trying to have a conversation.
I'm telling you,
he's a talk show.
He'd take Sims.
Oh, sorry, I caught you off guard.
He'd take Sims over all of them.
We'll put it in the rundown next time.
The way he says it, no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady. Well, you could never have Montana. That was never really an option for you.
I understand.
Like, I'm wondering if
I think you take Otto Graham over Brady.
Why? an odd way to say it. Maybe he just doesn't like the whole, this guy's the greatest, that guy's the greatest. Like, how the hell do you know?
So what I think it really is he doesn't want to give other people in the league bulletin board material. So if he says, I have the best quarterback in the league, then Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers or whoever he's playing down the road says, oh, Bill thinks I'm not very... So
maybe that's what
I think. I always thought that was Bill's way of not commenting on another player, giving another player...
Well, see, so there you go.
There's the answer.
There's insight.
There's insight for you.
You actually gave me some insight.
There you go.
It took you two minutes to get there.
Yeah, right. Better late than never.
I'm mildly pleased.
I'm asking you to draw from that reservoir of information that you have and knowledge.
See, Next time we'll put it in the rundown at 10 a.m.
It's a deep pool. You don't have to hide it.
Let's wrap it up with some of your wonderful phone calls. Paul and
Felger.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh. Hi, just wanted to make a point. Lifelong Patriots fan. Grew up in Boston. Patriots were horrible. They blacked out all the games in the 60s and 70s. I had to watch the Giants. Bottom line is they could not sign Garoppolo as a six-year player for $20 million and keep Brady, who they thought would be retired as a lifelong player.
Agreed.
For $20, $25 million. So the bottom line is people got to remember the last 20 years we lived large. We got Trent Brown as part of that Garoppolo deal, at least for 1 year. And without him on the line, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl last year.
So. I don't blame him for trading Jimmy Garoppolo. I blame him for not
trading. The return is garbage.
Not trading him to Cleveland is unconscionable. Not taking that phone call and taking the better offer is inexcusable.
Yeah, I just hate the justification of, well, you know, we got 20 great years out of it. Whatever happens now happens. Really? So you can suck for 20 years now? You're okay with that? Really? Is everyone really okay with that? Because the point is they had some measure of control over it, at least for a time. Okay, now at the end, I told you know how I feel about the franchise thing. We won't go down that path. Okay, fine. Agree to disagree. And I'm not sure they could have done it. I'll acknowledge all of that. But they had some control over the future. Some at that time. So they may end up finding the next guy and everybody will be happy. But this notion of, like, all of a sudden the next 20 years don't matter because we just had 20 great ones.
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't either. But this idea of fans who say it, you're full of crap. You're completely full of crap because as soon as they suck, you'll be miserable. You will be effing miserable when they suck. Trust me on that.
Let's wrap it up with Austin and Lowell. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know if – I hope Brady doesn't leave, but I think if he goes anywhere, I think he goes to Carolina. Honestly, just because if you look at his history with guys like James White and stuff like that, where you got an awesome running back wide receiver option, I think he would excel there.
I'll tell you what, Austin. So this the stupid tabloid story ties into this. Carolina is a place that if they were doing the tight family Brady unit like they have here in Brookline for the last several years, no shot. No shot. Is Giselle in Carolina with the kids in school in Charlotte? Like, no way.
Charlotte, what do they have to offer? The NASCAR Museum?
No way.
Stupid cars going in circles for 3 hours.
If, however, they lead a little bit of a separate situation and Brady's there solo or he's going to be helicoptering into wherever the kids are anyway, then that makes sense to me. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's a big difference to me.
Of course.
His family situation, the family component to it, I think is a major factor.
Still, if he went to Carolina, I'd be surprised.
Me too.
Got to be better places than that.
Me too.
Carolina.
Vibrant, young, up-and-coming city. You put a TB12 down there, too. You got a, you know.
Those folks, those hayseeds would do TB12?
When's the last time you've been to Charlotte? It's different. The rest of the state, but Charlotte is up-and-coming. Yeah. Yeah.
You just described Nashville.
Nashville's the same thing. Yeah, Nashville's
that.
Nashville's a thing.
Charlotte's that?
It's trending that way. I was just there this summer. Oh, it's up and coming.
But my point is, if it's that, why not go to Nashville?
Well, he could do that, too. It's a better team.
I'd rather go to Nashville.
Yeah, if she's kicking him to the curb, he can go just about anywhere. I'm surprised Jones hasn't been on the phone. Like, I've seen what they're saying about laughing style. Let me sell you on Dallas. We got nightlife like you wouldn't believe. If you're looking for bucks and loose whores, we got them. All over Dallas and Fort Worth. Come join me here, Tom.
I want to read that story. I want to read that story in Life and Style magazine and find out what the real story
is. We're going to try and find it out. We're going to find our editions. We'll pick it up tomorrow at 2. Also, Celtics-Lakers tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You looking forward to this one?
Oh, they're going to get killed.
So what's that stat again on what's his name, the little guy?
Kemba Walker. 0-28 against LeBron?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. You didn't get one night, the second of a back-to-back. He's playing 3-4. You're rested. He's on the road. There wasn't one night you were able to nip him?
Yeah, but Felga Kemba's as good as Kyrie.
Jesus. That's the most unbelievable stat I've ever heard. He's 0 for LeBron.
Yeah.
How do you go 0 for somebody, even him?
Well, he played in Charlotte. What do you want?
Or
he should have got one of those.
Or he just steps on your face when he's dunking every time and leaves you with his air LeBron shoe print in your face.
Still waiting for the Celtics to have a night. Still waiting for them to have one
game. Tonight's the night.
Is it?
Tonight's the night.
Where are you sitting?
I'm hiding.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we'll pick it up tomorrow.
LeBron's going to dunk tonight and on the way up, grab Kemba and put him in his pocket.
All right. That's that. Final word is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Let's run through a few calls that we got today that were excellent, and then we'll relive Felger trying to watch the fight on Saturday night. First, we heard from Betsy in Maine.
Betsy in Maine. Go ahead, Betsy.
Hi, Mike. I understand that the Bradys are moving to Connecticut.
You do understand
and,
that?
Yeah, I read it on Yahoo, and that... that so that he could be closer to the Jets and the Giants and possibly Philly. And meanwhile, Giselle's skybox at Gillette has been cleaned out, pretty much douched and sanitized. So that means that she probably will not ever be returning there. What do you think about this?
Okay, Betsy, I think once you douche the suite, man, it's over. That's it. That's the last straw.
That's what I would describe as an explicit description of what went on in that suite.
Clean as a whistle, I'll never be back.
Betsy, thank you for the update. Keep us posted, okay?
Clean it with vinegar? Or
I want to hear the very latest. How they're cleaning out that suite.
Oh, that's right. It has a little whiff to it. Now, what did you clean this thing with?
Yeah. Wow.
This the next suite owner is going to walk in and be like, what?
Smells funny in here.
Did you smell this? This is, I can't quite place it, but it doesn't smell right.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea Low Tide.
Yeah, she initially. She initially said deuce. And I'm like, wait, someone take a dump in there? Like,
no, that's a whole different scent.
Nope. It's like Lynn on a bad day. I also heard from Guy in Boston.
Okay, Guy, sorry, I jumped the gun there. Hi.
This is great.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Ringing the bell? Listen, I got something for Murray. It's a gambling I got from Las Vegas. It's 6.5. The over and under on Jimmy G's passes.
I love it. I'll take the under.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love him.
He is tremendous, isn't
he? The best part is the laugh at the end. I think it's worth playing it just for that. Right, oh, my God, it was priceless.
Okay, guys, sorry, I jumped the gun there. Hi.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Ringing the bell? Listen, I got something for Murray. It's a gambling I got from Las Vegas. It's 6.5. The over and under on Jimmy G's passes.
I love it. I'll take the under.
Oh, that's a good one.
Finally, as we wrap up, it was another round of Felger V Technology over the weekend.
Oh, this is so aggravating.
Saturday night in Las Vegas. He's at the...
Hold on. Here we go. All right, here it is.
Saturday night. In Las Vegas, he's at the Conor McGregor fight, which I stayed up and actually watched, if you can believe it. Gave him a couple shoulders in the nose, then kicked him in the side of the face, and that was it.
40-second fight, and you're done?
It felt like it lasted 15 seconds.
Was it on DAZN?
Yeah, I had to go into... Oh, God, you don't want to go back.
Oh, it's a giant pain in the ass to get this fight.
Recreate what we had to do to figure this thing out. Oh, my God. How? Why? We were dying to give them their money to watch the stupid fight, and you couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. We couldn't figure it out. Oh, my God. Don't get me started with that. That's a whole nother show. We want to give you our $65 or whatever it was. We want to give you. You are ripping us off. $65, $85, whatever it was. To the right to have you rip me off. I'm dying to have you rip me off. And you won't let me do it with your Fakakta logins, download. Like, oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, ridiculous. It was ridiculous what we had to do. But we did it for about 40 seconds anyway.
And was it the ESPN Plus problem that you ran
yes.
into? Yeah, because the undercard was for free on ESPN Plus if you have that service, but then you had to pay more for the main event.
No, it's absurd. You
it was a pain in the ass.
Order on your phone in a second. Okay, so I got my phone now. How do I get on the effing TV? I don't want it on my phone.
So you had the same problem?
I want it on the television. You go to the television, like Comcast is precluded from broadcasting PPV, UFC events. Like, what? What do you mean? Well, I just want the thing. I'm willing to give you my money. Just let me turn the TV on and watch the effing fight. It's like it's ridiculous. The DAZN thing was 10 times easier than the stupid ESPN Plus thing. The DAZN thing I actually did. That was fine. This is a joke. Why do they make it so hard? Oh God.
DAZN. I just like
whatever.
DAZN. That's not what, here we go again. Yeah, no,
that's not what they call it?
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's just, I like
it. Did you enjoy the fight?
Okay, here's Arcan without Jones. What is this?
No
mean?
Jones today. We got an hour until Celtics Lakers. By the way, I like how when Felger gets stressed, he squeezes his eggplant.
The eggplant emojis.
That always cracks me up.
It's taking a beating today there, Arcan. A
lot of money there for.
Who doesn't squeeze the eggplant
exactly.
when they get stressed?
It's a lot of money
for. It's a natural reaction for a man.
Tyson McNeely 2.0 there. We'll talk for about a half hour. We'll do football, and then we'll get to the Celtics after that. I think all Patriots fans should be rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo, or should I say Jim Tebow and the 49ers. I think that's the way to go, and I'll explain why when we get going.
Okay, so it'll come in 90 seconds. There'll be no commercials. Then you'll get our canned. We're back at it tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then, Anthony.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.